Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For those who suffer from addiction, whether it be to drugs or alcohol, life is seen through a different set of eyes. For those who have suffered from addiction, it can be difficult to describe the pain that guides you to others. For the second part of the show this morning, I am joined by Dr. Jason Ackerman, MD, from Sheridan Memorial Hospital's Addiction and Internal Medicine Clinic. Good morning, Doctor, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here.
I really appreciate you coming in. This is something that I've talked about on the show quite a bit. Psychologists, other doctors, as much as I can, treatment centers. As a veteran, I didn't take the right route when I got home. Instead, I put everything into a bottle and had to overcome that later on in life. So it is something that I take very seriously. It is something that I think everyone needs to be able to sit down and have a very candid conversation about. And so I really do appreciate your time, because as a medical doctor who treats addiction, you can answer questions that a lot of people can't. And the first one that I've got right off the bat, Doc, what really is addiction?
That's a great question. And so I think we look at addiction, you know, you have to hit certain characteristics, but really what we see is it's when people use a substance or an activity and it starts to take control of their lives. They lose control. And so some of those characteristics that we look at when we're talking about substances specifically, we say, well, the body gets adapted to a substance, so it can't function normally without it. People start using longer and more than they intended to. But then also it has those social consequences where people stop being able to fulfill those family and social obligations. They struggle with work, they struggle with relationships. And then it just starts eating into time. Like, people spend a lot of time using and then recovering and trying to find out the way to use next. And so it's really kind of that loss of control that you have with a substance.
For me, it was a reward system. You know, hey, hard day's work, you get to go home and drink. You did this today. You know, there's 10,000 excuses from here to the car. Now, what are some of the things that can happen in the body once that addiction takes hold? And I know that's very dependent on the addiction itself, but just a general change in the human body.
So you're right. It really depends on the substance. And, you know, in a lot of ways it's interesting. So when we look at opioid addiction, for example, you know, it really affects the way the brain functions. While people are using, it really affects the way the body is functioning. But at the same time, when people can stop using opioids, there's relatively little damage in the long run. The brain bounces back. Most of the body functions bounce back. But then you look at other substances. So alcohol, for example, affects nearly every neurotransmitter in the brain. So it can really affect both that mental and emotional health, the way cognition works, the way your brain works. But it affects the entire body. The liver can go into failure. We can struggle with kidney function. We can struggle with cardiovascular disease. It's one of the big risks for heart attacks and strokes. And stimulants, I mean, methamphetamines can do kind of the same thing. Like, we really worry about those cardiovascular risks, the risks to the heart, risks to the brain. And so it's somewhat substance dependent. But then there's all of the bad things that people do to themselves while they're intoxicated too. So there's a lot of risks that can kind of go into that.
I've got some horror stories from stuff like that. Now, once we dry out or we remove the drug from the system, everyone, you know, has heard about the detoxes, the DTs, everyone's heard about the horrible withdrawals. What really is withdrawal? What's going on in the body itself?
Yeah, that's another great and kind of complex question. Usually we think of it primarily in terms of the neurotransmitters, in terms of what's really driving the really miserable detoxification process. But when you look at essentially every addictive drug out there, the big changes are kind of in the dopamine structure. So kind of that reward, that's kind of our reward and motivation neurotransmitter there. And so people start getting kind of less and less benefit each time they use a substance, but at the same time, it reduces the rewards for everything else. So those healthy distractions, so work, relationships, everything else. And so as people start to come off those substances, those changes don't go away very quickly. And so people still have that, you know, that lack of motivation, that kind of ongoing depression, ongoing struggle, just kind of getting things done. But now we're complicating it with all of the other physical dependencies of the body. So, you know, again, it is substance dependence. Alcohol is one of those that is extremely dangerous, because as you become more and more dependent on that, if you stop large amounts cold turkey, you can actually go into those DTs, those delirium tremens, or seizures. And so, you know, these things actually can be fatal. Some of the other substances, stimulants and methamphetamines, can lead to psychosis, and people can have hallucinations and paranoia and delusions. Opiate withdrawal, we typically say is not fatal. Like it's not going to kill anybody, but people wish they were dead. It's a really miserable feeling. And so with all of these things, you have those physical symptoms. You know, people have nausea and diarrhea, and you can't eat and you can't sleep, and everything just seems absolutely terrible. So it's really that coming down off of substance for a lot of people that is one of the reasons they keep using, because it feels so bad to stop that it's hard to overcome.
Why put myself through that hell, right?
Exactly.
Like, honestly, we break it down to that, and it's, you keep telling me everything's going to be great when I quit, and
right,
it's the worst couple days of my life.
Right.
I tried to get off nicotine once.
Yeah.
Wow. You want to talk about a horrible, I still use, actually.
Yeah,
yeah, I vape. Now, when we look at the odds of someone breaking addiction alone, mm-hmm, where, how successful is just going cold turkey by yourself, I'm going to get off this opioid?
Yeah. Unfortunately, not great. So again, it's substance dependent, and it kind of looks at what study you're looking at, but in a lot of cases, you know, those odds can be as low as 2-3% success, yeah, rates. And then that's each individual quit attempt. So kind of that mantra is, you know, you just keep quitting until you actually quit. And so for some people it takes quite a few times. But I think that's where, you know, that medical treatment comes in. That's where some of the other programs and social supports and mental health stuff becomes so important. And as we've gone along, I think that's where one of the biggest changes have been, just these last, I would say even 10 years, probably more recently than that too. But our understanding of addiction as a disease model has really, really changed. And I think that's where some of that stigma from addiction comes, yeah, from. I think people get very, very ashamed of that, because historically we've treated addiction as just a series of bad choices. And we tell the person with substance use disorder that just stop doing it and everything will be better.
Yeah. This is your fault, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pull yourself up by your bootstraps and stop using, stop drinking. And, you know, as we've understood this more, like we truly understand that this is a disease process. Like we can trace the neurotransmitter changes at various stages of addiction. And we know that there are genes throughout the body that make you much more prone to addiction and can be activated and turned on for some people with some substances. And so as we've learned more about this, now we can start taking that medical approach to it and actually treating people, you know, like a disease process. And that's drastically improved success rates. And I think also just made it more humane for people going through the treatment process. Like it's a very hard process to go through.
And I can attest to that. It is not easy to do. And, you know, when you're carrying around a bunch of emotional baggage on top of it, mm-hmm, during the entire process, you start asking yourself why you're doing it, you know, because you beat yourself down. And so it tempts you more to go back to it. Just remember how easy things were when you were drinking. Just go there. You
exactly.
Know? But once you get through it, it is all worth it. Can you tell me about the Sheridan Memorial Hospital Addiction and Internal Medicine Clinic?
Yeah. So this clinic is, this is just really cool. So I've been doing opioid addiction treatment basically since I started here at the hospital about 10 years ago. And that was just as part of my outpatient practice. I worked both covering the inpatient hospital and outpatient. And so when I was working outpatient, I would treat people with opiate addiction with buprenorphine, Suboxone, a medication that works well for that. And that panel, just my patient panel, just kept growing and growing and growing. And so A couple of years, that kind of became my main focus when I was doing outpatient medicine. And now that has grown enough that we just have a full-time clinic now. And it has been just an amazing group of people. So we have two terrific nurses, Katie Collins and Shiloh Stainbrook, that actually went through and got additional certification to become certified addiction nurses. Spent a lot of time with that. I have a physician's assistant, Casey McKenzie, that works with me that has really focused on addiction. And we have another nurse, Lauren Rigorous, that has stepped in, our admin person, Haley, is just amazing. So we have this very small group, and we basically just take care of the entire person. So our focus is on addiction, but we take care of the primary care. We kind of run everything for these patients, because I think that addiction really colors how you have to look at all of the other health concerns.
Yeah.
You know, we have typical calculators for cardiovascular risk and everything that we love in internal medicine, but it doesn't take into account like alcohol use or if somebody was injecting methamphetamines for the last few years. And so it really colors how you have to look at people. And I think that's been really good for patients, because they are able to come in finally and they have a place where they feel comfortable, and we treat the whole person. So.
And I think that's amazing as well, because now we're looking at an issue that is on my mind 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And addicts and alcoholics know that. It's always in the back of mm-hmm. your head. It's that little monkey knocking on the back mm-hmm. of your head all the time. I'm still here. Now, how do I get involved if I'm an addict and I'm ready? How do I contact the addiction and internal medicine clinic?
So it's just an easy phone call directly to us. And it can go through, again, our admin person, Haley, our nurses answer the phone. Like, it's a very small clinic, so we can talk to people directly and kind of about what to expect. And so we have patients that are referred from other physicians. We have patients that are referred from mental health organizations. And we have patients that have just managed to find us on Google, which I think is pretty cool now, and call up. And we're always happy to get people in as quickly as we can, because I think that's one of the other things, too, is it is very tough in addiction. When you are ready to make a change, you kind of need all of the support you can right at that moment. And so I think that is a very crucial moment.
Could not agree more with that. If there's a wait list, well, we've got a problem.
Right.
Because now I'm just going to say, well, I tried.
Right.
And no one was there for me. And so you tend to turn and go the other direction. Mm-hmm. So all I really got to do is just go down to Sheridan Memorial Hospital. Mm-hmm. And this is all outpatient.
This is all outpatient, yes.
So then I'll just get appointments and I can come visit you and we can check up on my addiction. Is there counseling that is involved in this?
So we don't necessarily mandate counseling for people to go through with this. And so we kind of try to meet people where they're at. But we've also been very, very fortunate. We've partnered with VOA, formerly Northern Wyoming Mental Health.
Great
now,
organization.
Now part of the VOA. They are amazing there. And so they have just this incredible team of counselors. They have peer specialists, like patients that have gone through this journey or are still going through this journey. And so just all kinds of support. And so people can enroll in those mental health and behavioral health and so the support programs along with what we do. And that's been just an amazing partnership. And with that, I think if you look at our success rates and our retention rates, so patients that kind of stick with the program, our numbers are just head and shoulders above national averages. And I think that really, really goes to that team approach with this, like rather than just saying, I can do this all myself, like leaning on the whole other people. And again, just kind of taking care of everything that the patient needs.
Doc, I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, absolutely.
I greatly appreciate you and what you do. All right, you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust would like to recognize this week's winner of $1,000 cash and a $1,000 marketing donation match from Sheridan Media as part of their community commitment. Counting on God will be receiving these funds per random drawing.
We're giving $1,000 away every week to a qualified nonprofit organization. Next week, it could be your nonprofit. Visit our website, efirstfederal.bank, for details. First Federal Bank and Trust and Sheridan Media present Community Commitment. Member FDIC.
In this day and age, everyone's looking for a great value deal. Well, look no further than your locally owned McDonald's. The $3.50 value deal is available at your McDonald's in Sheridan, Buffalo, and Gillette. Choose from a McDouble, hot and spicy, or six-piece chicken McNuggets, plus a small fry for $3.50. Now that is a value. Don't forget to download the McDonald's app for even more great deals. Look no further for a great value deal than your locally owned McDonald's in Sheridan, Buffalo, and Gillette. After this long, hard winter, it's time to get out and enjoy some beautiful spring weather, but make sure your tires are ready, Chris Hayden.
Bob, bring your vehicle down to Waring Chevrolet and let us take a look at the condition of your tires. If they need to be replaced, you don't need to wait for a tire sale because we offer all the major brand tire names with the price match guarantee. If you find a better price within 30 days of the purchase, we will refund the difference.
Let's get your spring ride on the road with new tires from Waring Sheridan Chevrolet. 107 East Alger, go online and search for Sheridan Chevrolet.
Are you ready, Wyoming? 40. Yes, 40 of the top PRCA bull riders and some seriously ranked bulls will be in Buffalo, Wyoming, Saturday, May 20th at the Johnson County Fairgrounds, competing to qualify for the NFR. It's a great night of vendors, food, and tons of high-energy bucking with an after-party in the Cowboy Saloon. Get your tickets online at foreverwest.events or at the gate. For updates, like us on Facebook at Forever West Productions for updates.
Are you a good listener? Has anyone ever accused you of being a problem solver? Someone who likes to help others have success? If so, Sheridan Media would like to talk to you. Have you ever posted something on social media that had all your friends and family laughing? Have you ever fought off a bear? If so, let's talk. Not necessarily about bears, we just think that would be a cool story. Here at Sheridan Media, we have a ton of fun helping businesses grow, and we could use some more help. We're looking for an advertising and marketing professional. You'll earn a base salary plus commission and receive benefits like health, dental, and retirement. So if you or someone you know has marketing and advertising experience or any of the previously mentioned skills, please send your resume to jim@sheridanmedia.com. That's jim@sheridanmedia.com. Sheridan Media is an employee-owned and equal opportunity employer.
From the Wyoming Corporate Office Studio on 103.9 FM and News Talk 930,